This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, November 15th. Well, the wheat markets have had an interesting week so far. We started out the week sharply higher, led by the front month Chicago, with those spreads widening out against Chicago significantly. And then Tuesday, you give most of it back. And then on Wednesday, you basically just chop around sideways to just a bit lower. Kansas City was regaining some strength against Chicago, up as much as 3 to 4 cents at one point, but gave it all back mid-session, ended up about another penny behind Chicago. So struggling to regain that upward momentum against the spreads. But Chicago over Kansas City is about as wide as it's been in the last couple of years. So it's interesting to see, and that's basically the front month. The back months, where Chicago has gone premium to Kansas City, isn't nearly as wide as the front month December, sitting at around 24 cents. So we see a great deal of long liquidation going on in Kansas City. That's part of the pressure. We're seeing some weather forecasts for rains to come into the Ukraine and Black Sea region. That is some of the pressure, although you'd think that would be primarily focused on Chicago. But I think the main thing going on is just liquidation by the large traders. According to the Commitment of Traders report last week, it showed that they were still net long Kansas City, but they were net short Chicago and Minneapolis, even though they had been reducing their short positions in those other two markets. So Kansas City still being net long, they're trying to get right, get everything at least in a short position, or get long Chicago versus Kansas City, just to be more in line there. As it looks likely that we'll see a major slowdown in exports out of Russia as we get into the winter season, that would be supportive for Chicago markets. Also, the expected drop in exports coming out of Australia, that's going to hit the market here fairly quickly. That is supportive to the soft red market as well. So Chicago certainly has its reasons to prop up, but when you look at the bigger picture, it's still a quality-driven market worldwide. We're still looking at a notable drop in milling supplies, and the production problems coming out of Argentina would be supportive for the Kansas City market. They raise generally a 12 pro hard red winter wheat, which of course is what Kansas City is. And Argentina's running into some major problems with their harvest. They've had far too much rain on mature wheat. And they are noting that they're seeing some quality problems developing in Argentina. So this raises a couple issues. Number one, the world was really relying on Argentina to be a major supplier in that southern hemisphere coming up into the broader world pipeline. But also that much of those milling supplies are going to go to Brazil. So they may not really have anything as far as milling quality supplies to come to the broader world pipeline. So again, that's supportive for the quality markets. Probably first would head toward Minneapolis, but also to Kansas City as well. Now we are seeing rail freight rates come down to the PNW, probably to try to keep those freight trains running. So that is helping to support movement of corn primarily, but it would also help support movement of wheat, in particular spring wheat to the PNW and soft wheat into the major markets of the Southeast Asian region, which is where Australia normally would have the bulk of their exports go. So there's quite a few things going on here in the wheat space. Number one, you're back down testing harvest time lows. Actually, Kansas City just barely taking those out. The October lows in Kansas City did take out the July lows, and then yesterday we took out the October lows. It's not by a lot, but it definitely is weaker. In Chicago, we're just hovering at those lows, and in Minneapolis, you never really got down to them. Minneapolis is holding strong in a fairly well-defined trading range. I think Chicago is in the process of developing the low end of its trading range. Kansas City obviously is struggling to do that, to find the low end. But as you get below, and you are below $5, it's hard to say that you're going to continue to press this market lower. You just don't have the fundamental picture for that. World production has declined. World quality supplies have declined. And I think this is just presenting, for those who want to be long quality wheat, it's presenting the chance to do that, especially against Chicago. But I've long felt that Chicago would be the first to move higher. And it is, based on Australia, based on where the hedge funds like to be. And that is coming to fruition. But at a premium of 24 cents plus to Kansas City on the front month. It's getting pretty wide. And again, that's the highest you've been in a few years. Now, we've seen times where it can spike to like 40 cents or something. If you get that, I mean, that's an obvious no-brainer. But I think scaling in, at least starting from this area, is definitely a place, is a fairly safe trade. And that's what we like to see. We like to see the safe trades. But taking advantage of this spike in the spread, I think certainly has some merit. Other than that, we've got to wait for the export sales report, which will be Friday. The last 2 weeks have been quite strong, and an indication that business is starting to flow to the United States. And in fact, both of those large export sales had seen most of it go to hard red winter and hard red spring quality wheats. So Chicago, you can't ignore Chicago just from a pure fundamental perspective. Even though fundamentally it may not be as strong as KC or Minneapolis, but that's the most liquid market, and that's where most of your traders will go. Certainly if you're a foreign trader, they're going to want to be in Chicago, and that's what we're seeing here. It's perking up, which I think will be the initial leader to the upside of the wheat complex, at least against Kansas City. Minneapolis, of course, continues to hold against Chicago for the most part. It's in fits and starts. It has its corrections. But I think down the road, Minneapolis will ultimately has a lot of potential to be the leader. So keeping in mind that the market will be needing to find some acres. I don't think winter wheat acres are going to be bigger. They might even be smaller just because of the struggle to get it planted, not only here in the United States, but around the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. But also because it got in late, it's not well established. Even if those acres are in, it's certainly questionable as to what condition they're in. So that poses the potential for the May contracts to be a good mover as well. And Chicago has turned premium to Kansas City. That's one to look at, because as you get into the growing season next year, you'll certainly know by late April what that crop looks like. You'll know what your acres are. You'll have broken dormancy. You're just a month away from the beginning of harvest by late April. You'll have moved past your frost events. So that's a spread that where Kansas City could really take off against Chicago. Other than that, we're keeping in mind that spring wheat acres were up this year. They'll likely be up again next year. The market will just be a determination of how many more acres the market needs to find from the spring wheat, or excuse me, winter wheat that didn't get planted, and spring wheat. And we'll be watching that carefully. It's going to need to buy acres, but if farmers are going to be willingly looking for alternatives, they would turn back to spring wheat pretty fast, as they did last year across the Northern Plains and into the Canadian prairies. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.